To those of us who are living, we have an obligation to live our lives to the absolute fullest. Life is one big tug of war, and you don't win that tug of war by pushing the rope. You have to pull the rope, and a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up, so I had to pull my ass out of bed. But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that confidence, you have to be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of the funk. Pull yourself out of whatever the life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the time the run was over, I was like, you motherfucker, I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight, stay in the war, stay in the battle, armor your mind.
And so I've been intrigued with, can you be committed to the process of what you do without being emotionally attached to the result of what you do? Because a lot of people can be committed to the process of what they do if the results don't change. But the moment the result or the outcome changes of what they're chasing, they shut it down or they quit simply because the result changed. So can we be committed to the process of what we do, but not emotionally to the result of what we do, understanding every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am. Like the only thing I need every day of my life is 86,400 seconds. That's it. Like I don't need some reward. Like I don't need, the only thing I need is breath in my body. And I'm flat out going, get it.
But remember that the moments when life tells you yes aren't the ones that define you. The moments that really matter are the moments when life tells you no. That's what I want to focus on today. When life tells you no, ask yourself honestly, what am I capable of? And once you know the answer, don't be afraid to let everyone else know it too. Find a way to keep things in perspective. That doesn't make the painful moments any less painful, but it does mean you don't have to live forever in the pain. You don't have to live forever in that no. Because if you know what you're capable of, if you're always prepared and you keep things in perspective, then life has a way of turning a no into yes.
Betray your destiny and see how long it takes you to be drowning in a storm. It'll happen immediately, and of course it will, because What's calling you to be your best is exactly the thing that's pushing you forward to manifest yourself most fully in the world. It's what you need. You run away from that, the boat's going to start to rock very, very quickly. Well, what does that mean? Well, what else would come out of chaos? You know, if you fall apart and then you put yourself back together, what is it that comes back out? Well, at least you're in better shape than you were before, you know, and then maybe you do that 20 times in your life or 50 times and you do it voluntarily.
That's not my problem. The problem is when the adversity struck, they didn't know how to respond. In other words, when adversity strikes, for some reason, people think they rise to the occasion. You don't rise to the occasion, you revert back to your training. Meaning your core, your essence, who you are as a person. When adversity and opposition strike, you can't turn into the beast. You already gotta be the beast.
So it's a very brief life. And whatever is of paramount importance to this life must happen at the earliest, not day after tomorrow, isn't it? It must be today. So, the life process doesn't wait. You need to understand, your life is just a certain combination of time and energy. Energy we can manage, time you cannot manage.
A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing it with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
Excellence is not a concept foreign to us. Excellence is in our DNA. Because where we come from, what we represent, is far, far stronger than anything we have done.
Now, when you think about holy shit, my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are. Because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at.